Hello.
And may I please speak with Adam Somerset?
Who's calling?
This is Rachel calling from Omax Health.
Oh, hey, how are you doing, Rachel? Sorry. I moved recently and I'm on like some spam list, so I asked before I start talking. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, not a problem, sir. I was calling because we've received a request where you need a replacement shipment, and I just wanted to confirm your, well, if you could please provide your new address for me.
Yeah, it should be the address on my account, 8427 Summer Ford, SUMMERFORD, all one word, Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269.
Okay, thank you for that. So maybe that's where the
So the original was shipped out to my old address, which I had gone in the online account, updated it. It just, like, didn't take or something, I guess. Like, I even could go back in and see the update I made. So it's as if it was referencing, like, an old address object. So I never received that, but I also have mail forwarding. I don't know how CBD, because it's like state, maybe it can't be mail forwarded. So maybe that's why I didn't get it forwarded to my new address. But the other item was just D3 supplement. And then so I called, and it was this whole thing. The lady did it wrong, and she shipped me the wrong thing, told me she would partially refund me for something else. And this was like a couple of weeks ago. And I got an email that the wrong thing was being shipped, the thing I didn't want, need, from the original shipment, that she was going to credit me back half, or she was going to refund my original payment half of what I paid. And I received an email saying that it had been shipped the wrong item of the two items I never received. And then today I called and requested what you're talking about. I just said, what can y'all do? They said, we can just reship you the items you paid for. And then I paused my subscription, because now I have like a ton of D3 vitamin, because I had to buy some locally because I couldn't get this resolved through customer service. I mean, it was just like a mistake, but still it wasn't, you know, I didn't have the vitamin, and I do take it every day.
Okay. So since I'm on the screen where the address is, you said it's 8427 Summerford Drive in Charlotte, North Carolina?
Yes. 28269.
Okay, so that's the one that shows here. I don't know why. All right, so you placed an order through the website. So let me see. Yeah, so this. Okay, let's see, May the 20th. Okay, so there was a reshipment that was...
Yeah, but see, I got an email that it was sent, but I've never received it either. And I mean, I'm receiving forwarded mail and regular mail fine at my new address, mm-hmm. like without issue.
Okay. All right. The post office just says that it went out for delivery in South Carolina. It didn't say that they forwarded anything. I'm not sure why, but they did not forward anything. It just went out for delivery.
Oh, yeah. Well, neither time, the original shipment date or the reshipment, neither time was I in South Carolina. No one's at the house. I don't have my, like, security cameras up and stuff to, like, see if, say, for example, like, the parcel was on my front porch but stolen. I don't have any of that, so it's kind of like I'm kind of in the dark. I did have my real estate agent go by because I received a confirmation from another purchase I made that it was delivered to the old house accidentally, and I had him go by and also check my mailbox and just get everything, and none of it was there.
Okay. So what I will do, since you said that you went in the customer account to update, the customer account is showing, it is showing the Summerford Drive. So
okay.
That can stay in there as the default address.
Okay.
There is no other address that's currently in there. I don't know.
Right. The old 750 Helmsman Lane should be completely removed unless there's an area of my account I didn't see to remove it. It is still the billing, I will say that. It is still the billing zip code for my card on file. I actually have to change that this week because I'll have sold the house next Monday. But so I haven't changed on like any of my bank accounts yet to here. I haven't had time.
Okay, so that zip code is 28. Let me get it pulled back up again. 28269.
That's my current, yes, ma'am, in
Okay.
Charlotte. Yeah.
All right. So you did mention about having the wrong products. The one it shows one product here. It doesn't show two. It shows cryo-free CBD oil.
Yeah, so I was I should have received D3 vitamin as well. I was charged for both. Let me pull this up 1 second. Okay, 1 second. I can pull up my like credit card history. It was a max. Yeah, so on 5/8 of this year, I was charged for two things: the CBD, which I don't need. I'm not able to take. Actually, I have a doctor's appointment this Friday. I've had some gut stuff going on, so I just can't take it right now. And then I have the D3. I was charged for both. Both were shipped. I received neither.
Okay, now
The
for five.
D3 supplement.
Okay, now for 5/8, we're only showing the cryo-free CBD roll-on. For 5/8, it does show that an order
Oh, you're
confirmation.
in the wrong account. That's my mom's order. I don't have the roll on.
No, this
Oh,
one's the
well. Oh,
CBD
I
oil.
ordered it for my mom as well, I guess. For so I also sent my mom up and she subscribed to y'all, right? And so yeah, so 1596 is the D3 vitamin, right?
Okay, I'm gonna
The
actually.
$15. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm not seeing D3 at all yet, so I'm not sure what's the order number for that one.
Oh, I'm on my bank account. I can go into my Omax account. Give me one second.
Let's see, nine. Let's see, there were two orders for 5/8. So let's see, 947.
One second.
Let
I'm
me try it this way.
just trying to log in now. Sorry. I was in my credit card looking at it that way. Okay. So 5/8 should be let's see. Order number. So I have the first one for the cryo-free CBD oil, like the mouth oil, you know, droplets. So that is order SH94724.
Okay, now that's the one that I had pulled up for the CBD oil,
Okay.
but what I had to do
Great.
was go back to the main account, and it shows that 94725 is for it. There's two separate orders actually. Nine four
Right.
seven
And
two
nine.
four.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Not a problem, sir. The 94724. Was the CBD oil, the 94725 that billed the same day? They're separate, is what it is. So
Yeah.
possibly they, we didn't even see that one. The way that it's divided in the online account, they're not even connected. So if we go under your customer orders, it doesn't show them in line. But it did pull
Sure.
it up, and all right, so it shows the vitamin D3. All right, so it does show that that one went to South Carolina as well. But that one needs to be reshipped to your North Carolina
That's great.
address.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, we will get those reshipped. Let's see.
But
Right, and
the
those are the.
last reshipment that the girl did incorrectly didn't ever arrive to me either. So since
Yeah, it's
5/8, I've called about 2 weeks ago. I never
okay.
received that either. But she shipped the wrong item, so it didn't matter as much, I guess. But I had to like go to the store and buy D3 vitamin. because it didn't, she shipped the wrong thing, but it didn't ever arrive to Charlotte.
Okay. Right. It shows it went to South Carolina.
Oh,
Excuse
the
me. So the.
reshipment went to the old address as well. I don't know. They must be being sent back to y'all.
It just shows delivered to the, well, the post office just shows it was delivered to the address. It's not returned or refused or anything.
Oh, I can have. Well, anyway, if it is there, it's sat out in the heat. I would want to use it because it's been there for days. But, oh, so they sent it to the old address. Okay. I was getting very confused why the reshipment of the wrong item also didn't come here. I was like, I just don't know what's happening right now. I'm very perplexed.
Okay, so
But it went to
just
South Carolina.
to confirm, the new address is the North Carolina address, and I'll make sure I note that in the account, that that's the address that you're currently at, and that's the new address. And the only product that you're needing reshipped is the vitamin D3.
Nope, the cryo, both. I haven't received either, and I paid for both. I just don't, technically, I can't take the CBD right now. So I asked the first lady I spoke to, not today, like a week or two ago, asked her if she could refund me. She said she would give me a half refund. And I said,
Okay.
that's fine because I can't take it, whatever. Then today, the lady said she could just reship it. And so, yeah, it's both.
Okay.
I've not received either, and I paid for both.
Okay, now I need to locate CryoFreeze, so I've not located the CryoFreeze either.
It was the earlier order that you talked about a moment ago. I can give it to you. I think it ends in 7-4. One second. It's order
Okay.
number SH94724
Okay, now
from
that's
May
the
8th.
CBD oil. That's it
Right.
is CryoFreeze, but that's the one that you're needing replaced.
That and the other order from the 8th, which is the D3 vitamin. Yep. So the CryoFreeze oil and then the D3 vitamin. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, so we will get those replaced.
Okay.
Excuse me. And all of your
No, you're okay.
future shipments, excuse me, should be going to your new address.
Okay,
And
great.
sorry, I don't know how that got confused there, but it should be straightened out for new
Okay, it's
shipments.
been very confusing. I've had to coordinate so much, and I'm already kind of out of it because I'm working and I moved states. There's a lot you do when you have to move state, like to do when you move state. And then I've had work done to the new house. So I've had to, and my mind is just one thing to the next. So part of it could be me, I
Okay,
don't
well, no problem, sir. Is there anything else that I can
know.
do
That's
to
it. Thank you
assist?
for your time.
You're
That's
welcome,
it.
sir.
All
Thank you
righty.
for being at
Bye-bye.
Omex Health.